Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord of all times. Amen. We're going to bless the Lord at all times. Welcome to another Fresh Fire Friday. I'm your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And we want to thank the Lord for bringing us around the corner to see a brand new Friday. He brought us from last week to this week. Amen. He deserves praise because, listen, some people didn't wake up this morning. Some people woke up this morning who can't speak today. We ought to be giving God thanks for every blink of our eyes, every movement of our hands, every heartbeat, every breath we take. We ought to be giving him praise and giving him glory and giving him honor. And most of all, giving him glory and honor with our lives. Amen. Glory to God. What have you done for God lately? Amen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to have an outstanding show of all. We'd like to thank everyone once again for tuning in. Thank all our supporters. And if you're new to the show, we want to thank you. And if you're a senior listener, we want to thank you also. We're just so happy that God allowed us to have opportunity to be a part of his airways and be a part of his ministry and give us assignments to do, thus saith the Lord. Amen. I want to thank the First Lady of MCI Ministry Radio, of course, as always, who does an outstanding job, not only on her personal shows, but the things that she does behind the scenes to keep this show growing. Amen. Glory to God. We want to thank all our staff, Bishop Thurman Butler from Undisputed Truth, Lady T from Undisputed Truth, and we'll talk a little more about them as the show go on. But once again, let's give God praise. Father God, I thank you. Father God, I love you, I believe in you, and I need you. I desire you. I desire more of you, Father. I desire more of your understanding, more of your wisdom. I desire more time, Father, to get more into your word. I desire more of you, God, because without you, God, I am nothing. Allow your presence to be part of my presence. Allow your covering to continue to cover me and show me the way, God. Show us how to do it your way and not ours, God. Continue to let your light shine through us in those dark places, God, where there's someone maybe lost and need to see your light, Father, to find their way to you, God. Thank you for using this vessel, God, in the name of Jesus. God, if there's anything I've said, done, or thought of that's unpleasing to you, please forgive me. I come to you confessing to you today as a sinner. I sin on today, Father. We all fall short, and I know I fell short somewhere today. So, Father, I ask you to forgive me on my falling short, God. And we thank you, and we love you, and we need and desire you more than anything or anyone. And once again, we say this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. It's Friday, y'all, so we're going to try to pump it up just a little bit. We ain't going to get crazy. We're going to pump it up just a little bit and have a little fun. We're going to have a Holy Ghost Friday party. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is a MCI classic throwback Friday. Amen.
what you can do. Praise him anyway.
Today's top stories of 1941. In a case brought by Congressman Arthur Mitchell, the Democrat from Illinois, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that separate facilities on railroads must be substantially equal. The 99th Pursuit Squadron, an all-Negro unit, was formed today, and the Tuskegee Training Program is established. They will fly more than 500 missions.
Just a few minutes ago. I know we need doctors, and I know we need lawyers, and I know we need my sisters and my brothers and my mothers. But when it comes down to the spiritual things, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody hold you like Jesus. Can't nobody control you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. So long as I got King Jesus, I said long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. My.
King Jesus, long as I got him, don't need nobody else. I've been lying,
got King Jesus.
As long as I got King Jesus.
Go with me now. Come on, let me hear some knee slapping, some hand clapping.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody say I'm crazy.
to the bad.
I was getting flashbacks. I was getting flashbacks down on A Street, back in Kensington Avenue, down there at Mount Carmel Church. Hey, listen. Hey, Mount Carmel, it's about praise and worship, Mount Carmel. Listen, this is an MCI Ministry Throwback Friday dedicated to Mount Carmel International Church. They get it. You know, one of the things I learned besides prayer and fasting is, you know, the fellowship was crazy. Everybody learned to praise God together. Everybody learned to be open together. Everybody learned and understood that there was obedience when you came into the house. You came in the house with a praise and a worship ready. Wasn't no moving, wasn't no talking. The service was going forth, and we was going to be obedient and hear thus saith the Lord. But we understood that we couldn't do it by ourselves. We needed the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to come in there and move. We needed the grace to fall upon that church. We needed the grace of God to fall on the speaker, the grace of God to fall on the person that was leading praise and worship. We wanted the grace and the power of God to fall on the person that was praying, reading scripture. We was all tuned in together. We was all praying together. And we realized that we couldn't do it by ourselves. And we realized that we only could do it with God. In other words, we cannot do it with just one wing, y'all. MCI Ministry Throwback Friday. This one is dedicated to you.
Feels like I'm going down a one-way street in every direction. And I need
This is Pastor McNeil, Matthew McNeil of MCI Ministry Radio, and I'm here to invite you on Sunday mornings to see and hear the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil of MCI Ministry Radio, which will have her services during 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. That's Apostle Carolyn McNeil on 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Amen. And I will be your host at 6 p.m. on Your Fix at 6 on Mondays. Amen. Where if Jesus is in it, the fix is in it. Amen. Glory to God. On Tuesday, we have Bishop Thurman Butler of Undisputed Truth Ministries. And if it's the word, it's undisputed. Amen. And if you get a little tired, we have Inspiration Pickup, because on Wednesday, we have Lady Thurman Butler, Miss Lady T, with our weekly word workout. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With our weekly word workout, your spirit will be tossed and turned until it gets right. Amen. We're going to shake and break everything that's not of God out of us. Amen. And on Fridays, we have yours truly once again for Fresh Fire Friday inspirational music and Fresh Fire Friday fruit, which is a word from the throne of God. Amen. These have been our announcements for today. And I have been your announcer, Pastor McNeil. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to stay in your lane. Amen. I had to get back with First Lady to do these announcements, because nobody does it better than her. Amen. Glory to God. She is the queen of MCI. She is our First Lady. She is our heartbeat. She is the blood that runs through this ministry. Amen. She keeps us all together. She keeps everything running. She knows when things ain't operating right. She has a discernment of leadership, and we thank God for having her as our shepherd and our leader and our First Lady and our producer and everything, advertiser. She's just the show, y'all. Amen. Glory to God. Pray for and keep in your prayers, righteous prayers. Amen. Glory to God. Righteous prayers, Holy Ghost filled prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to pray for the saints, because they do a lot of praying and a lot of fasting and a lot of sacrificing for us. Amen. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but it's work. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, I just want to give us our fruit will be in the book of Joshua. I just want to talk about Joshua because, you know, the one thing that I truly adored about him, well, first of all, he had an unwavering trust. Like he trusted in God no matter what. He didn't care. If God said it, it's so. If God said he's going to do it, it's so. But the one thing I admired about him was he waited his turn. He actually waited his turn. He didn't try to backstab Moses. He didn't try to go to God and say, Moses stutter, you can't use him. I'm ready. You know, he murdered some people. God, how are you going to use him? God, he's not ready. You know, he never tried to do anything. He waited his turn. He said he learned. He was obedient. And to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower. You have to be a good follower. Amen. He became an extreme excellent leader. Amen. As Moses, second in command, he was like an intimate observer. He watched Moses. He watched how Moses trusted in God. He watched over several decades. He watched over these things with Moses. Amen. And they watched over the people together at times. Amen. But now he faced the daunting task of leading the people of Israel in their conquest of the land of Canaan. Joshua must have experienced some fear and uncertainty in his new leadership role, like some of us do. You've been working as a laborer or an associate for so long, and they put you as an assistant manager, and you start panicking, and they tell you now you're going to be flying the pilot. You're no longer an airline stewardess. I mean, you had to get your training and everything, of course, but I'm just, you know, trying to use it for an example. When we get into our leadership roles, remember God has prepared us, because he wouldn't allow us to be there. God is not the author of things that's going to fail. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just have to remember, when God says time to step into your leadership role, you have to step into that role. It's no such thing as, oh, I'm not ready, or I don't think I want to do that. I want to do this. If God say it is time, or if God called you, if God ordained you, if God pushed you to do it, it is time, because believe me, he got everything set up. We just have to trust in him. Amen. We just have to have an unwavering trust such as Joshua did. Amen. It's a beautiful thing to see somebody in leadership, in a leadership role, and especially when God's instructions were very unusual or even illogical, because no military leader would lead his troops across the Jordan River when it was in a flood, it was in a flood stage, it was just water everywhere, or march them around Jericho blowing trumpets and expect the city walls to simply collapse. Oh, that's faith right there. That's doing it the way God say do it. If he, listen, I remember, I'm just going to take a few seconds to remember how me, First Lady, and sometime Pastor Waters, and we had another young lady with us at the time, but God would tell us to go places and lay our hands on buildings, and those, how those buildings was going to become ours and became ours, and how the buildings was going to become our church, or how the property was going to become ours, or how the house, or how the car. Listen, when God gives instruction, I don't care how foolish it seems or how foolish it sounds, as long as you know it's coming from God, do it the way he say do it. Don't add, if he say 6 steps, don't add one. Don't take one back because you're tired. Do it the way he did. If he say stay there for 20 minutes, stay 20 and move out. Amen. We have to get back to the place of doing and hearing, thus says the Lord, and do it the way God say do it. We got to do it the way God says do it. Amen. Because they expected those walls to simply collapse. But these were not sound battle plans, because Joshua probably wondered how Israel's army would react to such seemingly crazy strategies. See, to the world and everybody else, it may look crazy, but Joshua may have thought these fighting men will scoff if I give them such strange orders. Don't worry about what the people are going to think. Don't worry about how crazy they might think you is. Don't worry about those who say, oh, I don't get that, I don't understand that. What did God tell you to do? Because Joshua was absolutely sure of one thing. He was not alone. God will not fail him, and he will not fail you, and he will not fail us. He will not fail us. He will not fail us. Joshua had meditated on the book of the law. And I want to go with you to chapter 8, the book of Joshua. Go with me to chapter 1, verse 8 real quick, because I know y'all want to get back into that MCI ministry celebration shout-out thing. But we got to remember, study this book of instructions continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Ain't that something? Woo, that's bad. God is, listen, he's just telling us just plain and simple. Study this book of instruction continually, not just for a few seconds, not for a day, continually. Then he says what? Meditate on it day and night before you go to bed, before you watch your favorite movie, before you get your favorite snack. So you will what? Be sure to obey everything written in it. We can't say I'm a trust in this. I can't say I believe God for this and don't believe God for this. I like this part, but I don't like that part. Oh, this is real, but that can't be real. It says obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all we do. It says you, but I'm saying all we do. Then when we follow those simple instructions, then will we prosper and succeed. Every business you open, everything you touch, every word you speak, prosperity, and then we shall succeed. Amen. God has given us instructions just as he gave Joshua, and have faith in God's command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or what? Discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you everywhere you go. Chapter 1, verse 9. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Oh, don't be discouraged. I don't care what it seems like, what it may feel like. Please, don't be discouraged. The Most High God
the most powerful, the most loving and caring, oh my God, the author, the creator of the stars and the moon and the earth and the sea, listen, is with you. And if God is with you, who can be against you? Oh, come on, y'all. And as a visible reminder of God's presence, the Ark of the Covenant was to be carried by the priests as they led the way across the Jordan River and marched around Jericho. I love this because it gives me scripture. See, as long as I can always back it up with scripture, I'm okay with that. Go with me to chapter 4, verse 13, real quick. Matter of fact, I'll read it to you. Just remember chapter 4, verse 13. These armed men, about 40,000 strong, were ready for battle, and the Lord was with them as they crossed over to the plains of Jericho. He is with you. He is with you. I don't care what stands before you, what mountain, what storm, what desert, what it looks like. He is with you, ready to battle with you, ready to knock the devil to his feet with you. He ready to fight with you. Don't believe God has deserted you. Don't believe God has left you. He will never leave you. Never forsake us. Come on. Hallelujah. I know you probably don't believe me. So let's go to chapter 6, verse 7. I'm going to read it to you. It says, so Joshua called together the priests and said, take up the ark of the Lord's covenant and assign 7 priests instructions to walk in front of it, instructions, each carrying the ram's horn. Then he gave orders to the people, march around the town. The armed men will lead the way in front of the ark of the Lord. Hallelujah. If God is waking you up in the middle of the night, tell you to stand on your porch and pray, do so. If he is waking you up in the middle of the night, tell you to go downstairs and pray, worship, whatever, read a scripture, be quiet, just get up. Whatever the instructions is, we have to remember God knows all. Amen. The Lord's battle plan provided to be perfect in each situation and brought victorious results. We are victorious in Christ, y'all. Hallelujah. First lady told me today that I stutter, and I don't know. The word is just good. You ever, it'd be so good, it's just too much of it at one time. Just trying to eat it all up. And I just laugh because, hey, the word is what it is, and it's the truth, and I get excited about it. Amen. And if it sounds like I stutter, well, amen, glory to God. Moses stuttered and he used him. Amen. God's promises to Joshua apply to us today. The Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. We can trust him even when his plan does not make sense to us and the journey gets strenuous. Amen. Many individuals and families affected by disability struggle with loneliness and discouragement. They feel cut off from family, friends, the world, and even the church. Some find it difficult to trust God, wondering how twisted limbs, disorders, or broken relationships can ever fit into his plans. For them, David acknowledged these fears and tells us how he faced them. And we're going to go, y'all know what it is, Psalms 23, verse 4. Hallelujah. Psalms 23, verse 4, just as plain and simple. It's the word, it's the God's word, and the word is, if it's the word is undisputed, and if it's undisputed, it's the truth. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 23, verse 4. Yes, Lord. I'm there. 23, verse 4 says, even when I walk through the darkness, the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's not gone nowhere, no matter what it may seem like. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. And we too, as God's children, as God's followers and servers, we too, hallelujah, we too, and courageous with God by our side. Amen. Glory to God. That is our Friday fresh fruit, and I hope that it was enjoyable to you as it was enjoyable to me. Let's get back to MCI Throwback Friday tribute to MCI Ministry Church. Here we go, y'all.
We got a rock concert. Just turn it up. There we go. Come on. For Craig, everybody got to declare it. Everybody get on your feet. Say, this is my season. Yes, to reap what I have sown. Let me testify just a minute. See, I haven't been perfect.
Yes.
No. But I sure been faithful.
Yes.
God's got a purpose. Hey. And I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. And it's growing. Now it's showing. This is my seed. Come on, church. For grace, for favor. Yes, it is. This is my season. Give me some of this mic right here. Come on, sing it again, church. Say, this is my season. For grace, for favor. Yes, it is. This is my season. Everybody declare to me what I have known. Listen, I want you to say, everything is what. For my good, yeah, everything is working together, yeah, for my good. You declare it, say, everything is working together, for my good. I believe it is now, working together, for my good. Now you just declare.
Been faithful, open your my heart. Please never part, 'cause I need you here next to me. I traveled so far, and I depart, 'cause I can almost touch the other side. Me, your name is so high. Please look down below, Jesus, 'cause there's so much. Thank you, Jesus. With trouble is near, my heart, I've already made up in my mind, it won't fear, 'cause I know. I
may be going through something right now. And sometimes you can have the wrong folk around you. But there's just times you just need to get everybody away from you. Sometimes friends won't do what needs to be done. And sometimes you just need to steal away into your secret closet. And as you steal away into your secret closet, then something is going to begin to happen. Just you and him now. Just you and him. It's just you and him. And it's you and him. And you can just tell him, Lord, I just need you to stay close to me. I need you to stay close to me. I'm just grateful Pastor Marvin Winans is here. He's here. I just know he knows about staying close. I know he knows. I know, Pastor, you know about staying close.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, sometimes I know that we all get that lonely feeling. God is not went anywhere. When you're in that place of loneliness, we have to get to a place and understand that God is not gone. He's always there in every part of our day, every part of our life. Amen. And you have to remember to go and get your scriptures when you feel like that. Get on your knees when you feel like that. And just find a scripture and just a scripture that will remind you that God is still with you. Go find, you know, I have some that I just had to quote them over and over. Even if I had to open up my Bible and sit there and read them out of the Bible, if you don't know, find some. Amen. Because we have to remember, because God has not commanded thee to be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thy every wherever we shall go, whithsoever thou goest, he is with us. God made you for himself, and only he can fill that void in your life. He longs for you to spend time with him and return his love. Invest your loneliness. Study his word. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. First Lady tells me that all the time. She pushes and pushes. And listen, I love her for the push. I love her for reminding me what the word says. I love her for reminding me where God brung me from. I love her. Listen, it's in the word. It's in there. Men are to always pray and not be faint. It's in there. It's in there. He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Let Jesus live with you and through you, and you will never be alone again. Because the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail nor forsake thee. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he might abide with you forever. Look up the Holy Spirit. Look these things up. Look these things up. I have a surprise. I had a few other songs to play because it was MCI Ministries Flashback Friday, I called it. Amen. Glory to God. Such a place of worship, such a place of praise, such a place of teaching. The Holy Ghost lives there. Wherever that anointing from Apostle Callum McNeil goes, the Holy Spirit follows there with her. The words are from God. The Spirit is of God. The love is of God. We got to get back. The world is about to open, and everybody's going to run to the beach, and some people are going to run to the movies, and some people are going to run here, and some people run to the house of God and be thankful that he kept us. Get on your knees, fall at the altar. I don't care what falls off, what don't fall off. Fall to the altar and be thankful. Give of ourselves in a new way on this new day. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to pray, but don't go anywhere. I have a little surprise. Someone shared it with me, and I would like to share it with the audience. Amen. Glory to God. Father, awesome God, Father, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, thank you for this evening. Thank you for the joy that you have placed in my heart on today. Thank you for the sunshine you have given us today. Thank you for the breath of fresh air that you have given us. Thank you for the wealth. Thank you for the trust. Thank you for your love and opportunity to do it another day. Now, Father, we ask you to bless our family, friends, and our loved ones, wherever they may be. Give them peace. Give them your understanding. Put a hedge of protection around their minds, their body, their spirit, their homes, their communities. Lord, move and have your way in our lives. Bless our enemies, Father, because we know you even prepared a table before the presence of our enemies. So, God, we know that you are making moves on our behalf. So let our holy hands be raised, and let our praise be genuine. Let our worships be unto you. Let our knees, we bow only to you. We lift up our voices unto you, God. You are the great I am, and we love you. And we've said these things in Jesus' name. Amen, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. I said I have a little surprise, And before we close, I would just like to share this with you. Please email us, MCI2621, and tell us what you think of this.
Hello, YouTube. Hello, you guys. It has been a while since I've been on here, and I decided to come on here and sing one of my singles. The name of the song is called Keep Pushing. Share the video, share the video, share the video. Give me your thoughts. I hope that it encourages you. Here we go. It is available on all digital outlets. Share this video. Go download the song. Share it with somebody else. Because I hope that the same way that it helped me, it helped you to keep pushing.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This has been Fresh Fryer Friday. And I've been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Until God, let us rejoice with one another again. I pray your peace, I pray your health, and I pray the Lord keep you in his perfect peace. Have a good evening.